Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 352, the four stanzas. Had not the Lord been Israel's help, when angry foes assailed, had not the Lord been on our side, our righteous cause had failed. And what follows, Psalter 352, the four stanzas.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in 2 Peter 3. 2 Peter 3. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us the apostles of the Lord and Savior. And knowing this first, that there shall come in the last day scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, and not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heaven shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also, and the works that are therein, shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. And nevertheless we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent, that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which is some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also be led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Hope to remember in prayer Caleb, the infant son of Mr. and Mrs. Andrew and Denise Mounts, who remains in the intensive care in the Children's Hospital in Calgary. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. Lord of the heavens and of all the earth, it has pleased thee in thy goodness and in thy patient long-suffering that we and our dear children may come up to thy house on the last day, the evening of this year, that has nearly run its course. May it please thee on this hour that we remain not cold, not untouched, and not unmoved with profound impressions of the reality of life, the seriousness thereof, and the certainty of death. We and our dear children may still have a place on top of the earth in the precious day of grace and the day of salvation. Then in the past year, then thou was made a great difference. One of our older members, an old father and husband of 88 years, but also 5 younger ones, some even very young. Lord, may it please thee to remember with all the empty places of this year, but also of the years gone by, that thou may uphold, that thou may remember, and that thou may sanctify. Ah, may it please thee to grant unto us and our children a humble, a broken heart, a little bewilderment, and that in the midst of death, the midst of all the callings that have come unto us, that we forget not all thy mercies and all thy goodness, that on such an evening Then it is an evening of reflection, of remembrance. May it also be an evening of humility and of confession and a begging of Thee for the pardoning of our sins. Then on such an evening we do well to consider, were the sins of the past year, on whose account they are, whether they are still all on our own account, or whether they have been washed in blood. Then we may humbly thank Thee that Thou wast given in this year, that the seed of Thy word may be sown, albeit with many shortcomings, the family circles, in the church, and in our Christian school. Then Thou wast let the tree of her life stand for another year in Thy vineyard. Then for another year, then Thou wast placed much dung around the tree of our life in so many different ways. And then the owner of that tree, then he has come to examine, to look at that tree, to gather the fruits. And so it is in this evening hour. And Lord, Thou as a people, whom has been wrought upon, that learned that there is no fruit from this tree, but that the fruit must come from elsewhere. Lord, impress it upon all of our hearts, where we read of that tree, that it would stand another year, but if there were no fruits, then that tree must be cut down, O Lord. To that end, we humbly beg of Thee that Thou may bless Thy word in this evening hour. Thou knowest how that each and every one has come up to Thy house. May there have been troubled souls concerning their unfruitful tree. May it please Thee by Thy Spirit for those that are not troubled, that they may become very troubled in the last hours of this year, that they may be given to mightily cry unto Thee for Thy mercy. Lord, for souls that have questions and riddles still unriddled on the last day of the year, and may it please Thee to be a surprising God. Is there anything too wonderful for Thee? And Thou wast promised for hungry and thirsty ones that there shall be satisfaction in Thy house, in Thy courts. Then Thou wast granted many blessings unto us and our children. Thou hast provided our temporal necessities, our daily bread, not one in this past year, had to go hungry to bed. And then thou was granted in the midst of many family circles, special blessings, young people united in holy matrimony, family circles blessed with children, special milestones, special anniversaries. And then thou wast watched over us in the home, on the way, at work, wherever we were called to be. And many have been sick in this past year. And thou wast granted healing. And many have been in hospitals. They may return to their dwellings, although there are still many concerns. We commend unto thee the little son in the hospital, where it has taken longer than the doctors had hoped and expected for recovery. Lord, we humbly ask thee, continue to spread thy gracious wings over him, and may thou bless the means, uphold the parents in these trying ways. Remember all those that are under the physician care, many concerns, many fears, undergoing treatments. May they be blessed by thee, the calling sanctified. We remember the handicapped daughter that has spent more than half of this past year together with mother in the hospital, may be at home, but the concerns, they continue. Remember those that struggle with weakness and difficulties of the mind, together with those that are near and dear unto them. We remember all our elderly ones in the evening of their life. Ah, Lord, then thou wast spared most of her elderly ones, and thou wast taken the young away. For them it has become the evening of their life. But, Lord, it is not too late. May we so be given to bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. And then as we have nearly come to the end of another year, then it is so fitting the prayer of Moses, the man of God, teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Where thou granteth this precious time of grace, that we may be given to seek and to find thee, only possible through thy dear Son as the way to the Father, by the application of the Holy Spirit. Bind so the seriousness and the shortness of life and the certainty of death, of judgment and eternity upon all our hearts. We live in the latter days of the earth. The clouds of thy judgments, they are hovering over this earth. May we be given to see it. May we be given to perceive it. But, O the King, there is still a church that lieth under the seal of election that must and shall be brought forth. And so by renewal we beg of thee that thou may mightily and richly work by thy Spirit in the hearts of young and old, that sinners may come to a saving knowledge of the dear Son of God. Wilt thou grant unto thy church to repent of evil and worldly ways? Lord, we humbly beg of thee for thy help for the opening of thy precious testimony, but also for the opening of the hearts. May it be used for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. And then surely at the end of another year, many sins to confess, personally, family, officially, unthankful creatures taken so much for granted. Lord, grant then at the end of the year that true godly sorrow, a low place at thy footstool, a contrite and a broken heart, and a fleeing to the fountain of blood, glorify thy name, pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 245, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. O Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place through all the ages of our race. Before the mountains had their birth, or ever, thou hast formed the earth. From everlasting thou art God, to everlasting our abode. What follows, Psalter 245, the first three stanzas.
Thank you.
Beloved congregation, less than 4.5 hours, and then the year of our Lord 2025 will have run its course. And then on the last evening of this year, then we do well that it may be an hour of careful reflection, an hour of remembrance, and that in the midst of the trials and in the midst of death, a word the Lord has spoken in special ways in this past year amongst us and our children, and not only the old, but especially the young, were ushered into eternity. Then we do well yet to reflect upon the Lord's goodness, the Lord's long suffering, the many blessings which He has so freely and undeservedly given, but also to be given to reflect what we have done, and that our sins great and manifold, O young and old, how have we come up to God's house in this evening hour? In this day, have we thought much of the past year, of what the Lord has done and what we have done? And to that end, on such an hour, then it must be an hour of careful examination concerning the means of grace. And were those sins of the past year and the years before, on whose account they are, because by nature, then they are all on our own account, oh, my unconverted fellow travelers, what a thick volume that must be becoming. And now it is necessary to be born again, and by true saving faith, to be brought to a saving knowledge of the dear Son of God. Then on such an evening, then it ought to be an evening of sincere confession before that all-knowing and everywhere present God, but also an evening of much prayer, young and old. How have we come up to God's house? What has been our request? My unconverted fellow travelers, have you begged the Lord that in the last hours of this year that is nearly run its course, that it may please the Almighty God to convert you before the clock strikes 12, and for the Church of God? Oh, we have heard of wonderful things in that New Testament church, that Zacharias and Elizabeth given to sing their song, Mary, the birth of the child, and there was a Simeon, and there was that old Anna. We wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in 2 Peter 3, and there of the 11th verse. As seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Our text words speak of what manner of persons ye ought to be. And then with three thoughts, in the first place, by way of remembrance. Secondly, a specific reason given. And in the third place, a particular description. What manner of persons ye ought to be. By way of remembrance, a specific reason given, and a particular description. Peter has written this epistle to the churches shortly before his martyrdom. He has written thereof in the first chapter that his departure was at hand. And then we read in 2 Peter that word remembrance of four times. And then Peter has addressed these epistles in 1 Peter to the strangers scattered, and in 2 Peter those that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and Savior Jesus Christ. And then in chapter 1, verse 13, yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Thus Peter has said, as long as I am in this tabernacle. And then further in verse 14, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has shown me. Thus Christ has shown unto Peter that his martyrdom was at hand. But then still to be useful and profitable to work while it was day. And then that ye may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance. And then in this epistle in chapter 2, then he was given to warn the churches of false teachers, has spoken of the first world, the turning of the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, and then concerning of the wicked reserveth the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished many sins committed, has spoken of Balaam the false prophet. And then in the verses 18 through 23 of a religious world that promised themselves liberty, even those that have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, but again entangled, and as a sow that has been washed returneth to the mire. And now we have heard it out of chapter 3, that Peter was given to speak that in his days that there were many scoffers, and those scoffers have asked, because it has been proclaimed for such a long time concerning the judgments of the Lord, concerning the end of the world, and everything remained as it was, And then further, walking after their own lust. Where is the promise of us coming? Everything continued. Then Peter was given to speak of the first world. And in that first world, he has also spoken thereof in 1 Peter, that Noah and his family, as it were, they were saved by water. Thus a warning for the churches, the scoffers. And that does not mean that when Noah has built an ark, and we read it was a time of violence, and it is implied that the enmity was increasing, because we read that Noah and his family were saved by water, also delivered from persecution, and there were mockers and scoffers, but there were also many that have seen the ark being built, the door, that have remained silent, but that did not enter the door until it was too late. They did not believe the preaching of Noah. They delayed. Many reasons. And now congregation, at the end of another year, may we be spared from openly mocking with the Lord, with his word, despising his testimonies, grieving the Lord by a worldly walk. But if we are as those inhabitants of the first world that have stood there and that did not enter the ark, then silently they have also mocked with the message of the Lord, with the message of the preacher of righteousness. Has it been a profitable year for our soul congregation? Has the Lord begun that good work? Have we been given to see the ark, the door? Was there a fleeing to that city of refuge? May we tell of matters, because matters need to take place. Matters that have taken place in our life. And now concerning that waiting, we have heard it with the Lord, a day is as a thousand years, but he surely will come. And now we read before our text words, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heaven shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. And then comes our text. Thus Peter is given to speak of the final day of judgment. But when death comes, congregation, then our world here below comes to an end. and considering those matters, then we have our text as seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved. What manner of persons ought ye to be? Have we considered, congregation, what manner of persons we ought to be? And when Peter is speaking of the end, the dissolving of all things, that does not imply that Peter is saying that that is the only reason. Because, congregation, and what manner of persons ought we to be? Oh, then we ought to be humble. We ought to be thankful. We ought to be repenting. We ought to be bowing. We ought to be confessing like the publican. We ought to be believing. We ought to be hastening for our life's sake, because there is but a step between us and death. And then we ought to be a bowing. We ought to be a begging, seeing then that these things shall be dissolved. What manner of persons ought we to be? Thus a specific reason, but there are many other reasons. Let us mention a few. The Lord has created us in His image, in His likeness, and in Genesis 1 verse 31, the Lord saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good. Then what manner of persons we ought to be, created as the jewel of creation? The Lord has a right to demand His image back. The earth is so full of His goodness and so empty of His praise. What manner of persons ought ye to be? Let us consider the many blessings in the midst of all the trials and in the midst of death. All so much sickness in this past year. But the Lord has still granted many a blessing when we compare our lives with most of the people upon the face of the earth, third world countries, where there is poverty, where there is hunger, civil wars, persecution, the list is long. And then under the Lord's blessings, what manner of persons we ought to be. Has Paul not written to the Romans in Romans 2 verse 4, or despisest thou the riches of His goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, and not knowing that the goodness of the Lord leadeth thee to repentance? And then in the next place, what manner of persons we ought to be under the threatenings of the Lord. Do we not read in Proverbs, he that despises the word shall be destroyed, but he that obeyeth the commandment shall be rewarded? That is the word of the living God that comes unto us and our children. And then for another year the Lord has placed so much dung around our tree. And then in this evening, then the Lord, and then he comes to examine our tree, whether there are fruits which are wrought by free and sovereign grace. Oh, what manner of persons we ought to be, young and old. Have there been times that we have been troubled in this year, that we have been ashamed under all the blessings and goodness of the Lord? What manner of persons ye ought to be. Ah, may it please the Lord to grant that sin may become sin, and guilt may become guilt, as the prophet Isaiah now declared in Isaiah 5 verse 4, what more could have been done to my vineyard that I have not done unto it? What manner of persons ye ought to be. When we consider the means of grace, the invitations, that the callings of the Lord, that the gospel as it is in Jesus Christ may still be proclaimed, that it is proclaimed that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses from all sins. Oh, as it was, the ark may be proclaimed with an open door, that it may be proclaimed that there is safety in that ark of safety. What manner of persons ye ought to be. But then in our text word, then Peter is given to speak of a specific reason, not outside of those other reasons, but a specific reason, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved. And in verse 10, that day shall come as a thief in the night, unexpectedly. It is true. The Bible, Christ, apostles have spoken of different signs before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ upon the clouds of heaven. Nevertheless, as a thief in the night, unexpectedly, the trumpet shall sound. And we have stated with the dissolving of everything upon this world, that it shall all be burnt up. There are some that think, because we read on that great day of judgment, that the righteous shall be taken into the air with Christ. And there are those, it is not all written, but that it is very well possible before the wicked, after receiving their sentence, before they are sent to hell, that they shall see the world all being burnt up. The cities, the houses, the barns, everything that the wicked have possessed, came naked into the world, the Bible says, and we shall go out naked. We can take nothing along. And then Peter, then he is impressing upon the hearers when his epistle may be read to profoundly consider the seriousness, the reality of life, only a step between us and death. The second coming of Christ as a thief in the night. And to that end, he is impressing upon the hearts a seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved. What manner of persons ought ye to be? Does not mean that we do not ever duty, and does not mean that we may not enjoy the Lord's good gifts, as we read in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 13. And there is much to do, Christ has said in John 9, verse 4, that he must work while this day, Ecclesiastes 9, verse 10, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave where thou goest. Luther has stated, if he would know that Christ would soon return, that he would still plant a tree. Thus we have our duty, our obligation, our responsibility wherever the Lord has placed us. Has even been times in the world in 1843. Then there were many that thought that the Lord Jesus Christ would soon return. And there were many that have not even harvested their crops, put cardboard in front of the store windows because Christ was returning. But of course, they were deceived. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be? What solemn ways that the Lord has spoken to us as a congregation. Send the angel of death. One elderly of 88 years and 5 that were young, that were very young. Then the Lord has spoken to young and old. The Lord has spoken that we need to be prepared. And when we consider those matters, seeing then that the Lord has sent the angel of death, young and old, what manner of persons ye ought to be? Have we thought about it? Have we thought, what must the Lord now do more? In the midst of us and our children, that we may be the persons that we ought to be, confessing, repenting, crying unto the Lord for his mercy. what manner of persons ye ought to be. Are there souls that may believe that it has wrought something profitable for our never-dying souls? Because under all the solemn callings cannot remain the same, either hardened or humbled, as true Peter, as speaks of the great day of judgment. And then congregation, then we need to be prepared. In Amos 4, verse 12, prophet has said, prepare to meet the Lord thy God. It is written in John 3, verse 3, that we need to be born again. We need to become new creatures in Christ Jesus, where all things may pass away and all things become new. And therefore, what manner of person she ought to be. Have there been troubled people in this past year? Troubled people in this day? When you were given to reflect, the Lord by solemn callings, the Lord by his blessings, and yet that hard heart refuses to bow. Then we see the reality does not excuse us, our deep fall in Adam. And to that end, O Holy Spirit, come down mightily, richly, that we may be quickened, that we may be enlivened. And then, in the mirror of God's holy law, when our eyes are open, the light may shine. Then the Spirit shows us what manner of persons we ought to be. And then the past also comes back. Blessings, callings, sermons, the Lord's special dealings, oh, young and old, the last hours of the year of our Lord 2025 may still be declared for people who are not what they ought to be. When the Lord works, we become busy with it, and we try to rectify, shall repent, but no fruit from this tree forevermore. Oh, then there was one that has come. We have commemorated his birth. He was that holy child, taken the sins of his church, which were a people with not as they ought to be. And for those quickened souls, then they do not become content. They do not become good Christians. Become satisfied. Oh, there is that continual sorrow. It is different, but in a certain sense, even deeper, where they have sinned against his grace. Let us first sing. Psalter 355, the stanzas 3 and 4. Add to the Lord such might revealing, let us come with reverence meet, and before our Maker kneeling, let us worship at his feet. Add what follows, 255, 3 and 4. Persons ye ought to be, by way of remembrance, a specific reason given, and now thirdly, a particular description. Ye ought to be in all holy conversation and godliness. Read in 1 Peter 2 verse 12, having your understanding honest among the Gentiles, that were as they speak against you as evildoers, they may be won by your good works, which they shall behold and glorify God. And in 2 Peter 1 verse 3, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that called us to glory and virtue. When we read in all holy conversation, that word in the time that our Bible was translated, and then that word conversation had a much broader meaning than today. Because today when we speak of conversation, and then we speak of our talking. But in the time when the Bible was translated, then that word conversation, that referred to the whole walk. Thus, what manner of person she ought to be in all holy walk, including our talk and godliness, and in the life of the church, then sanctification is a fruit and proof of justification. And now that holy walk, that godliness, with God's word as our guide. In the second place, bound at the throne of grace. In the third place, a dependent life. In the fourth place, a striving life against that threefold enemy. And then in the context necessary for Christ as prophet, priest, and king, what manner of persons ought ye to be, congregation? What sayest thou of thyself? Let us begin with our boys and girls. How has it been, boys and girls? Were there Bible lessons, sermons that you have not forgotten, that brought you in secret places, that you have begged the Lord, and that you says, Lord, I do my best to obey my father and mother, but I am not what I ought to be. Boys and girls, have you now received a new heart in this year? Then it would be a good year. Then it would be a special year. A heart that loves the Lord, fears the Lord, hates sin. And then we start to weep about our sin. And then we need to be washed in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because boys and girls, we have also seen that little children can die. That we do not become old. And how terrible it shall be to die as an unconverted boy or girl, my young people, what manner of persons ye ought to be. How has it been for you in this year? Because the Lord has spoken in very solemn and special ways to you in our Christian school, 3 grades, a student missing, catechism classes, students missing. Have you made that good choice that you have chosen for the Lord and for a service? Have you learned to weep over your sins? Middle-aged ones, how has it been for you? The busyness of life, family circles, business life can be so overwhelming. The Lord has spared you and taken younger ones away. But were we given to earnestly seek the Lord? Have we repented? Have we cried for mercy? The need for the child born in the manger of Bethlehem. Because I read in Matthew 16, verse 26, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? Elderly ones, what manner of persons ye ought to be. How is it with our soul? Have we become a sinner? Have we become the sinner? Have we learned to weep bitterly because we are not what we ought to be? And the Lord for another year has laid so much dung around our tree. Ah, the Lord has a people. It is a blessing when in old years they may be busy with those things, what they ought to be, godly sorrow, but a fleeing to him who has perfectly kept the law and who has paid the price. We read in verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, concerns Christ coming to judge. The Lord is a God of truth, shall fulfill his word concerning death. Hebrews 9, verse 27, appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgments. Thus there we have the truth. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward. That we all have to agree. The Lord's patient long-suffering, may we not abuse it. Then further, but will that all men willing that any should perish. There it speaks of God's justice, but that all men should come to repentance. The Lord add his blessing. Amen. Let us close. Lord, what manner of persons we ought to be. May we take it home, come on our knees, confess, and cry for thy mercy. We may thank thee that in this evening we may come to thy house. Thank thee for the help which thou wast given for another year, but, O Lord, our official labors, they need to all be cleansed in the precious blood of thy dear Son. Wilt thou now graciously watch over us and our children, bring us out of the old and into the new year, and that tomorrow morning that we may begin the year in thy house with a calling upon thy name for thy help and for thy blessing. Pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 247, the six stanzas. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home, and what follows. 247, the six stanzas. in the year of our Lord 2025. It has pleased the Lord to take out of the midst of the congregation by the hand of death on March 20, Jordan Henry de Kock at the age of 15 years. On March 21, Tanner Ryan de Kock at the age of 14 years. On May 8, Mr. Jacob Hubrexa at the age of 88 years. On July 15, Jacob Feman and the premature born infant son of Mr. and Mrs. Duane and Alina Vamanen. On July 26, Lila Densberger, the premature-born daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Stephen and Shannon Densberger. On August 18, Micah Ben Niels, the infant son of Mr. and Mrs. Calvin and Stacy Niels, at the age of 30 days. And may the Lord remember, uphold, and comfort all the mourning families and sanctify the callings. To that end, let us close together with the singing of Psalter 422, the 8th stanza. Remember, Lord, how frail I am, how few my years. My life is like a cloud that comes and disappears. Has man then lived in vain? Who can in death's dark hour escape the dismal grave with all its ruinous power? O Lord, recall thy love, thy words to David spoken. Sustain us as of yore, by covenant oaths unbroken. Psalter 422, stanza 8.
Thank you.
grace, save the blessing of the Lord, and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.